On today's second underreported segment, we're shifting gears, for lack of a better phrase, to look at the world of German car company banks. Consumer deposits into banks attached to companies like BMW and Mercedes-Benz have surged over the past 5 months, and here to explain why that is happening and its implications is European business and finance correspondent for The Economist magazine, Jonathan Rosenthal. Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
German car companies like BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Volkswagen all have financial services arms. What have these divisions traditionally done, and are they providing the same sort of services that GMAC would here in the United States?
In some ways, they're very similar. If you go back kind of two decades, which is when a lot of these started, they started out really just offering car finance to buyers, offering support to car dealers to let them stock up their lots, to occasionally even buy storefronts. So that's the kind of traditional business that that these car company banks have been doing. What makes them a little different from the GMAC that you know is that also about 10 years ago, a couple of them got banking licenses and started behaving pretty much like ordinary banks. They take deposits. They have internet banks. You can get a credit card through them. You can, store your money with them. They've really been ramping up the very last of these things in the last couple of months as the credit crunch has tightened and all the other usual sources of money that the companies have been tapping are drying up. They're turning to German consumers saying, please give us your money.
And why would a German consumer want to put money into this bank rather than another kind of the regular bank?
Well, this is a problem. In some ways, this is kind of a crazy story that I guess there are a couple of people out there, and we've spoken to some of them, who seem to think that car companies are safer than banks. They're saying banks are going bankrupt left, right, and center, and at least this is a company that's got assets, that's got factories, that makes cars, and we're supporting local business. I've got to say that is the absolute minority. If you look at the flows of money into and out of these banks, there was actually a bit of a run on them when the credit crunch really, really hit, and in the weeks after Lehman Brothers went under. What the German government then did is it put out a blanket guarantee on all deposits at all banks. And what that meant is that these car company banks are no more dangerous, and I suppose by the same measure, no safer, than the most conservative staid German savings bank, the Sparkassen, which are in every town across Germany.
Are they offering higher interest rates?
They're offering really high interest rates. They are really distorting the market. The interest rates that they're offering are double what the rest of the market is doing. And this has got quite a few people, at least their competitors, rather upset.
Well, when we hear about what happened with Bernie Madoff, we know that when people offer more than anyone else can, alarm bells should go off.
Really,
talking about BMW and Volkswagen and Mercedes-Benz?
Well, I mean, look, we're talking about exactly these car companies, and I'm not going to say that they're about to go bust because I don't think people are credibly saying that. I'm not saying that these banks are on the ropes either. But if you look at their credit ratings, I know that credit rating agencies are not our favorite people at the moment, but if you look at the ratings that they've put on these banks, they seem to think that they're riskier than the kind of run-of-the-mill state old savings banks. So there's clearly a higher element of risk here. I guess where the alarm bells should be ringing is for the government, because that risk isn't being borne by savers. It's going straight to the government and government guarantee funds. So if any of these go under, it's the German taxpayer who has to bail them out.
Well, Audi is in serious trouble, but I guess not BMW, because BMW bank deposits have jumped 70% in the past 5 months. Where is BMW bank putting all of that money?
What these banks are doing is they're really turning to depositors to keep financing the business that they've always been doing. So they're desperately trying to finance car sales and keep their dealers going. Previously, they would have been getting a lot of that money in the money market, as many other banks and finance companies have been doing. Now that those wholesale markets have dried up, essentially banks aren't willing to lend to other banks. Money market funds are watching where they put their money. Those wholesale sources of finance have shriveled, and the car companies are turning to depositors to fill up that gap. And it also explains why they're paying such high interest rates, that they can afford to pay, you know, interest rates of 5, 5.5%, when the run of the mill savings rate in Germany is about 2, 2.5%, essentially because they're desperate for that cash. And even at that rate of you know 5, 5.5%, it's still cheaper for them to pay that on deposits than it would be to go out into the wholesale market and try and borrow from big institutions or banks.
Well, car sales are down in this country, but Bloomberg reports that German car sales rose 22% in February over the previous year. Because of all of this?
No. What happened in Germany, and it's a really successful stimulus in this segment, is that the German government came out when car sales were plummeting at the end of last year, and brought in a stimulus where they pay about 2,500 euros. And I hate to say I can't do that dollar conversion off the top of my head.
Well, it's probably 3,000 or so.
Okay, there we go. So they're offering this incentive to people who bring in old, fuel-inefficient cars, and that's generally cars that are over 9 years old. If they scrap their old car and agree to buy a small, fuel-efficient little runabout, they get this this government incentive. What that has meant is that sales of small cars have just gone through the roof, and some of the big car firms that were cutting down on shifts, that were sending workers home for extended holidays, have actually had to call them all back in and are trying to ramp up production. They can't keep up with this demand.
Is there any fear that with these kinds of robust sales, the global recession might push many purchasers to default on their loans?
I think that's not really the problem. I mean, the historic problem with the German economy is, I guess, the exact opposite of the problem that faces the British and American economies, is that whereas in the US and UK, people have been drawing on their home mortgages as property prices have been rising, and living beyond their means. The German problem is, in fact, that German families save more than is probably good for the economy. So there's an incredibly high savings rate here. Germans absolutely hate debt. Your standard credit card in Germany is something that would probably amaze most Americans and people from Britain, is that the standard credit card gets paid off in full every month. This is not a source of credit. It's simply a way of paying by plastic. So the worry is not that Germans are about to get heavily indebted. The worry that some economists are talking about is that the stimulus may have simply brought forward demand for cars, but is not sort of creating new demand. And by that they mean that people who are thinking of buying a car perhaps in 6 months or a year are trying to grab this government subsidy while it's there, and that we could see car sales tanking quite badly later in the year.
Have you ever wondered why the savings rates are so high in Germany and in Japan, the two countries that were defeated in World War II? Do you think it's a direct result of the fact that they had to rebuild and people developed a different attitude about money?
I think there is certainly something of that within the German sort of attitude to finance and psyche, and this goes all the way up to the government, is this terrible fear of the hyperinflation that they had between the wars and then again after the war. Mm-hmm. And you may recall that just after the war, money was so worthless that people were burning it to keep warm. And in fact, the only currency that had any value was the cigarettes that Western soldiers were issued with. And people were literally trading, using cigarettes to barter for everything else because money was worthless. So that's been kind of seared into consciousness here. And people are really worried about overextending themselves, and as a national economy, they are reluctant to do a big stimulus plan. There's clearly a lot of transatlantic conflict over this, whereas people in Washington are saying to Germany and the rest of Europe, please do bigger stimuluses. We've got to get this global economy moving. And the Germans are saying, we've done enough.
Well, what is the situation for the GM car company in Germany, Opel? If that company has to be bailed out, are the Germans saying, well, even though it's a German company, the Americans are going to have to do it?
It's an incredibly political issue here. As you may well know, the German once again, the German economy is really built on manufacturing. This is an economy where the idea that you actually go out and build things that you can export is incredibly important. So the Opel car company here is seen as a bit of a national champion, even though it's not locally owned. But the question as to whether to bail it out has become incredibly political. We've got a coalition government here between essentially parties that are sort of, although both relatively centrist, are somewhat to the right and somewhat to the left of each other. They're going into an election later this year, and essentially any kind of sensible discussion on what the economics of bailing out this car company are have really degenerated into a political spat between the main parties and the government.
Just one more question. Looking at what's happened in Germany, do you think that a scrapping bonus might work in the United States or in England?
Given the response here, it certainly in the short term has lifted demand. There's no doubt that it's brought forward a lot of car sales.
But I'd like to see the way the American Congress would respond to that. I think there would be a lot of kicking and screaming.
Yeah, I guess. And I guess part of this is the environmental aim. And I'm not too sure how that might go down on your side of the Atlantic if people could only get a subsidy if they were to buy very small, very fuel-efficient cars. But
Well, thank you so much for talking with us. I've been talking with Jonathan Rosenthal, who is in Berlin right now. He is European business and finance correspondent for The Economist. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.